You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're going to be divided on some kind of line here. There's a would you rather scenario out there. So it's one of those indecent proposal things. This somebody comes up to you and goes, I'm going to give you 500 grand right now.
Mm-hmm.
What's the name of that guy who just shows up on the street, he hands things away? Juan? You know who Juan is?
No.
Literally not at all.
He's in my feed every day. That was epic. I think it was that was epic. He like walks up to people. They're sitting there like enjoying a coffee and they have their like earphones in. He walks up and goes, cuts their headphones and they're like, what the? And he's like, we want Apple AirPods. You want, like, he gives them things. And then he just.
I have seen the guy cut wires
that's
before.
That's one, I think.
Oh.
The only version of this I've ever seen is a guy who like pretends like he needs money.
Yeah.
Finds someone who gives it and then he's like,
can you help me up?
This.
I'm blind or whatever.
Oh my gosh. And then he's like, I saw that one.
Yes. And then the guy's so kind to him, and then he ends up doing GoFundMes and stuff and gives him like hundreds of thousands of dollars.
The whole thing weirds me out, though.
It does a little bit.
Why are we acting?
Yeah.
Just be kind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's not Juan, but some stranger comes up to you and says, here's $500,000 right now.
You'd be stoked.
Or I'll give you $1,000 every time you run 1 mile in under 12 minutes. And 12 is not... 12 is not like Olympic.
No.
It's not that hard. Like I could run a 9.
I think all of us could run a 12 right now.
You really do? I don't think I could right now.
You with your back problems, maybe not, but.
Even without them, I don't know my first try out I'd hit a 12. It's 12
for
12
just
feels,
1 mile? You don't have to go a bunch of miles in a row.
I know, but I would do an all-out sprint for about
30 seconds.
And then I would just be side aching and like, God. Oh.
This is you in everything in your life. Is you're like, hit it hard, hit it
go,
hard.
Go,
hit it
go,
hard.
Go.
I'm out of going too hard. Like, just chill for a minute, man.
I can't. I want to get after it.
I promise you, you could probably do a 12.
There was so much hedging of the bed in there.
There
just
was.
Do it. I promise you could do it. Should we do it right now? Let's play a couple songs.
No, I've already done this today.
You've ran today?
I ran 3 miles this morning.
On purpose?
Yes.
Were you being chased?
No.
Oh my God.
Dane wanted to go, we went.
So you guys are runners now?
We're not runners. We run 3 to 5 miles a week.
I don't know how to tell you this, sweetheart. You're a runner.
No. Runners are going 3 to 5 every day.
Minimum.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't know. Okay.
I was a runner in COVID times.
Like, how much were you running?
6 to 7 every day.
That's ridiculous.
I was just bored.
Okay. There's so many other things to do out of boredom.
I got tired of those too.
Have you tried snacking?
Yes.
We've all, okay. So here was the thing. 500K right now or that 1,000 every time you run 1 mile under 12. And it doesn't say that there's a limit. So like what you did today, you'd have got $3,000 for what you did.
Yeah. And I would go with the 1,000 for every mile without a doubt because I can just keep my job, run a couple miles when I have a chance, and it's just supplemental income.
But you'd have to do that 500 times before you get what I just got just now. I'd be like, yoink.
Okay.
Like, thank you.
And then you'll never get more again. Because then I can run... I don't know, 100 miles a year forever.
So you're... okay.
I would take the money immediately. I would take the 500 and I'd invest it because you get about 10% back. It's an extra 50K a year. That's pretty good. You got a little nest egg. And best of all, I don't have to run.
But isn't it also nice to be like incentive to work out and become like the best version of yourself? Mm. And... a bunch of people in this on Reddit were like, well, then I'd quit my job and I would just run. No, keep doing your job.
Yeah,
you have plenty of time to run outside of your job.
I know, but if you could, like, if you're not making good money, making $1,000 every 12 minutes, I think I'd learn to run.
I think I would
like you
too.
I would run a little more if $1,000 every 12 minutes.
A little more.
Five times.
I'm going to need to rest in between.
I know, but if you could run 5 miles in an hour, 12 minute miles is five times in 1 hour, right? 12 times five.
Yeah, I don't think I can do that. I can't run back to back to back.
You'd get used to it.
But you just do, then you're working 1 hour a day
for
$5,000, bro. $5,000 a day? I think you'd get used to that. Who am I? I'm trying to talk you into what I, the same deal I took.
But also 500 lump sum. Just sign it, get it, take it.
But then that's it. You know? You're getting no more
money.
It's
not it. You invest it.
But even
you can invest
then,
the $5,000 you make
every single
day. I would still
keep my job.
Day.
I would do exactly what Erica's saying. I would just have that money.
I like what you just said, though.
Invest the $5,000
every
day. Every
day that you get the money, you just invest it. It would only take you 100 days match,
you're right. You just did it. I'm
out. Are you kidding? That's a third of a year.
I know, but that's saying you could run 5 miles every day. And like, what if you got hurt? Then you're just out. Like if he blows his knee out, he's out. He's out of the game.
But you have the money to replace your knee and get back at it.
You guys just aren't eliminating the running in any way. Like you're doing the, there's still the running. I don't want to do that.
I want to hear from listeners. What do you think? What did it say what most people did?
I think it was pretty split. Also, are we split in the room?
I don't know what Aaron's going to do.
I would run.
Yeah.
You really would?
Yeah. I'm trying to get in shape. And
there's two people in this room who work
round
out a lot.
Is a shape.
Different shape.
Trying to run up a bag.
Round shape.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.